More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. On October 7th, 1 year after Hamas attacked Israel, we had a conversation with the regional director of the American Jewish community. This individual gave her thoughts on the attack, as well as the war that continues almost 13 months later. Well, today, we wanted to hear another perspective on the war, as well as the humanitarian crisis still going on in Gaza. So joining us today to talk more, our native Boisean, Aisha Kayid, a Brazilian-Palestinian-American community leader and founder of Boise to Palestine, a grassroots coalition of Idahoans of all faiths and backgrounds, as well as Nathaniel Hoffman, a former journalist and co-founder of If Not Now Idaho. It is a group of Jewish Idahoans who are focused on equality, justice, and a thriving future for both Palestinians and Jewish people. Aisha and Nathaniel, I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks for having us.
And you're so welcome. Aisha, I'd like to start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience founding Boise to Palestine and why you found it so important to have this foundation?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I was born and raised here in Boise. Grew up here. My family roots are from Chicago, and I've always been inspired by the protests there and the movement out there. And when it was in 2021, we formed Boise to Palestine, Nathaniel and I, when there was the attacks in Gaza and the families in Sheikh Jarrah were being forcefully evicted, forcefully displaced from their homes in Sheikh Jarrah, Jerusalem. And so we held a large teach-in during this time to educate people about what's going on. And we held protests, and that's where everything started, was in 2021. So we've been doing this for the past four years and trying to lead a liberation movement in Boise, Idaho, of all places. And it's really cool. Each event that we do, it's new faces. And like by the moment, people are learning about, you know, that it's, you know, this is how this happened. It's not a war. It's a genocide. You know, it's settler colonialism. It's a liberation movement, a nationalist movement. And by the day, people are learning that, like, you know, the Western media, how it lies and doesn't say the truth, and how it's the propaganda machine wins and stuff. And so it's really cool to me to see that there are people here in Idaho who are willing to open their eyes and see the truth and see who the Palestinian people are, and that we are fighting for our freedom, our justice, our dignity, and our rights. Mm-hmm. Our rights, and our government is funding this genocide.
And Nathaniel, my understanding is that both you and Aisha have spent time in Palestine and Israel. You've been there numerous times. Can you talk to us about your experiences over there?
Sure. Yeah. And I think it's really important what Aisha said, that, you know, this didn't start on October 7th of last year.
Right.
You know, we've been working on this issue for years in Boise, and both of us have experienced the system of apartheid in Israel personally. For me, going back to the 90s when I was a kid and went with my family, I would say that I've been there three times, and each time I got a deeper and deeper view of the way that that society has divided Palestinians from Jewish Israelis, both physically, like with the border walls and fences that everybody's familiar with, and through policy, in terms of Palestinian friends of mine having to carry their documents everywhere they went, and me as a Jewish American being able to just slide by with a couple words in Hebrew and being welcomed anywhere. Just, you know, specifically, we both have some examples of how this plays out, but, you know, I traveled all around Israel and Jordan with Palestinian friends, and everywhere we went, we encountered checkpoints and border crossings where they were questioned, you know, at minimum for an hour. And these are college students who were my, like, fellow college students of mine when I was there during college. And I would just be waved through. And then, you know, an hour later, my friends would come out. And just seeing that difference for an American who is used to, you know, democracy was shocking to me, and was not what I had been taught growing up as a Jewish kid on the East Coast in Baltimore in my Jewish school.
So, Nathaniel, I want to talk about not just October 7th, but almost 13 months since then. And, you know, yes, Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, attacked Israel. We are now 13 months past this. Not only do we have hostages, but there is a humanitarian crisis going on in Gaza. And I know one of the reasons why you wanted to come on the program was to really talk about the wider context of this. So can you do that? Can you tell us about, you know, what your concerns are and the concerns that maybe we're not fully grasping here in the United States?
Yeah, for sure. I can start on that. I mean, look, the number of people that have died starting on October 7th and since is like incredulous. You know, you can't believe it. And the horror that you see both on October 7th and Israel's response to October 7th. The question that we need to ask, and that actually thousands of Israelis who are marching in the street are also asking, is what about all of the policy and the years of building the Israeli state that came before that, A, and B, the war has been absolutely horrifying. I mean, the statistics, and we can get into some statistics if you want, but you know, the number of civilians that have been killed in Gaza, almost the entire population, 2 million people in Gaza displaced from their homes. These are places, by the way, I visited. I spent mm-hmm. time in Gaza with Palestinian students. And so when I see the blocks raised, like, you know, these pictures on the news of entire city blocks collapsed by Israeli bombs, those are places, you know, that I'm familiar with and that I've slept in and visited people at. And so they're real. They're not, this is not like a video game or something, which mm-hmm. it sometimes looks like on social media. So we just need to keep in mind that, you know, your guest that you had on October 7th seemed to imply that everything started with the Hamas attack on October 7th last year. And that's just a historical fiction. And we can't be naive to the situation in the Gaza Strip that has led Palestinians to seek freedom in various ways, many different ways.
Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to add, that the majority of the population in Gaza, like, you know, the way that Palestine, Israel is a settler colonial state, Palestinians in 1948 were forced to leave their lands because of the colonial state. And many of the population in Gaza, they are refugees from other parts of Palestine, and they are driven off their land, killed, you know, as we've seen, mm-hmm. you know, 186,000 people killed by our government. Our government is doing that with the bombs, continuing, not doing a ceasefire, arms embargo, you know, like anyone who's watching this, like watching this genocide, it's a stain on our humanity, you know, and it's like, what if that was your family, your kids, you know? And so it's an issue that we should all be caring about if you care about humanity.
I only have about 2 minutes left, and
go on.
Can I just say, Nathaniel, I do want to, and I'm so sorry, but we are on a time crunch here today. But I do want to know why, in your view, why do we need to be concerned about this here in Idaho? Why is this important? I mean, it is and I feel like it is a humanitarian crisis. We need to know about this. You know more about this than I do. Why is what's happening in Palestine important here?
I'll try to do this quickly. I'll start with two things. One, we have local Palestinians, including Aisha and her family and people from Gaza who live in our community, and we should care about them. I mean, period. Secondly, though, and I think this is a bigger point that is going to take a very long time to discuss, but, yeah. You know, there's a great concern about Christian nationalism in our state and in our country and in this election mm-hmm. that's coming up next week. And as a democracy and an example of democracy in the world, having a religious state is anathema to the way that we practice freedom here. And so, but we have this double standard about Israel, which is a religious state as well. And I mean, I think we could talk about this for a while, but I want people to really think about, what does democracy mean to you? And does Israel represent that for you?
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.